Welcome to Holistic Matters, the podcast that's designed to help you become the you that nature intended. We're broadcasting live at the Florida Chiropractic Association National Meeting in Orlando, Florida, and it's great to be here because it gives us a chance again to meet a lot of key influencers, thought leaders, future practitioners, and today with me is Keith Hurley, who's at Florida Palmer Chiropractic College, and getting ready to graduate at the end of this year in December.
December 20th, early Christmas present for us.
All right, fantastic. So tell us a little bit about how you got interested in chiropractic and why you decided to go to chiropractic college.
So I have a long chiropractic story. I was involved in organized sports growing up. And my junior year of high school, I ruptured my ACL, dislocated my kneecap in our second to last game. And I went through surgery and I was on pain pills. And going from there, in my rehabilitation process, I started experiencing a lot of pain. And I was referred to a chiropractor. And I fell in love with the process, what he did, his interaction with the patients, what his patients had to say about him. And overall, the lifestyle that he lived, he was promoting health and wellness and taking people from sickness and disease and promoting them into a life of health. And he was educating them daily, weekly, at workshops, and that was right up my alley.
Yeah, great, fantastic. So you have an undergraduate degree in kinesiology and sports science, right?
Yeah.
Science?
Yeah,
awesome. So that was kind of a natural lead-in as a great preparation for chiropractic.
Absolutely.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, fantastic. So why did you pick Palmer, Florida?
Actually, so I had a lot of, my whole family's from New York, and my entire dad's side moved down to Florida. And so I wanted to be closer to family and the weather. Yeah,
it's a lot warmer.
Absolutely. Yeah, I just had 4 years in western Pennsylvania, so I was done with the winters at that point.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about what excites you about the preparation phase of becoming a professional practitioner, and maybe some of the key things that excited you while you've been at Palmer.
Everything. I mean, we've had a rock star staff at Palmer, Florida, and what excites me is being able to go out and educate the people. And you know, what really hits me is when I go home for breaks, for summer break, winter break, and how little the general public really knows about health and science. And I have friends text me all the time, and they'll say, you know, is this healthy or should I be doing this? So just for me to get out into the community and really kind of be a leader for them and show them the ways that they can improve their life in so many ways,
that's my
motivation.
So a lot of what you're talking about even goes beyond chiropractic. And I mean, you're talking about health and wellness. And, and to a certain extent, that must include nutrition.
Absolutely.
How did you learn about nutrition and what are you doing, like yourself, for healthy nutrition? What do you expect to be able to do once you get out?
So I just want to educate patients on the benefits of eating whole natural foods, what to eat for their specific, you know, case in point at time. So whether if they're struggling with diabetes or if they have cancer or if, if they're into sports performance or into longevity. I think diet is so specific because everyone, you can eat healthy depending on what goal you have. You need to establish what goal you have first and then create a diet regimen around that.
Yeah, fantastic. Did you have a lot of nutrition classes at Palmer? I know that, you know, we continue to work with the colleges to encourage more nutrition. As far as we're concerned, there's never enough classes, but how has that experience been for you?
So our nutrition class is run by an amazing doctor, Dr. Krabby. He has his master's in nutrition, and we start in fifth quarter. We have the basis to nutrition, and then we have advanced nutrition in ninth quarter. We work on a quarter system at Palmer, and he's an amazing rock star doctor, and he really kind of holds us accountable for knowing, you know, from the basics to advanced to help our patients.
Right, yeah, awesome. So what are your plans now when you graduate? Are you opening up your own clinic or joining a practice?
I'm opening up my own practice through the management company Max Living in Ponte Vedra, Florida.
Yeah, fantastic. So is that where your family is?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, awesome. So your office is going to be close to the beach, or
I hope so. I hope so. Fingers crossed.
Yeah. So, do you plan on focusing or specializing in any certain area in chiropractic when you get out?
So, I want to focus on first chiropractic care through structural correction, and then lifestyle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so, when you say lifestyle, what will that involve include?
So, besides teaching the public the importance of chiropractic care and you know, how the body works, heals, and operates, going from nutrition, oxygen, and exercise, removal of toxins within their house, and then having the mindset to go through the healing process and to also the mindset to maintain a lifestyle of health, which is the five essentials through Max Living.
Right. So most of your peers, are they going into existing practices? I mean, it must be a daunting task to think about, you know, opening up your own practice. I mean, what were you thinking about? It's very exciting at the same time. Yep. But, I mean, tell us a little bit about how you feel and how you kind of came to that decision.
So I think there's a handful of us. I think 5 to 10 of us are opening up our own practice or independent contracting. And the majority, I would say, are associating. And then there's a group of people who, from the start of chiropractic school, had a practice that they knew that they were going to buy or be handed down.
Yeah, great.
So there's very few of us that are opening up our own. And the reason I wanted to get into that was I really wanted my life to start, and I put the work in to do that. And I know there's going to be a lot of learning processes with opening up my own practice, but I'd rather do that in the beginning,
right,
and set the
set the
trail. Yeah.
So do you have a mentor, or are you working with maybe other chiropractic professionals?
I have so many. I have so many mentors. I'll go back to my first mentor, Dr. Chris Amato in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. He's the guy that really got me into chiropractic and has mentored me throughout the years. And then I was really big into chiropractic neurology, and I started the chiropractic or clinical neurology diplomate through the Carrick Institute of Graduate Studies.
Yeah, great.
And so I studied a bunch of people in the field through there. I have the best preceptor in Jacksonville and Blanding through Dr. Erin Zovath and her team at Bold City Chiropractic.
Yeah, fantastic. You obviously look like an athlete. At least you're staying fit, it looks like. But tell us a little bit about your background in sports. You mentioned you had an ACL injury playing football.
Yeah.
In high school or college?
I was that two-year-old that was always getting into trouble growing up, especially with just, like, physical process. I was in organized sports since the time I was four. And then I really focused in on lacrosse and football in high school. I played lacrosse competitively in summers, going through tournaments with the parents, and that was my main sport, was lacrosse.
Yeah, awesome. So do you expect to have a sports component to your practice?
I really want to help everybody, from families to athletes to anybody that needs care. I really truly believe that anyone would benefit from it.
Right. So here we are in the middle of the world's largest chiropractic conference. You know, there are over 2,500 chiropractic and other practitioners in allied fields to chiropractic. Is this your first FCA?
This is my second. I went my first year, skipped the second, and now I'm back.
So what do you think about this conference? I mean, are you learning a lot, or any special seminars and topics that you thought were particularly helpful?
This is a super hub for chiropractic. I love it. You have everything from, you know, chiropractic is such a broad scope of practice. You can really choose to hone in on anything from structural correction to wellness to lifestyle to just nutrition to depending on if you adopt a certain technique or clinical neurology or anything like that. So here you have everyone from practicing all of those certain modalities. And when you can come in here, see the best and the masters who have already, you know, established themselves, is amazing.
Yeah, fantastic. So I have a kind of an optimistic and a pessimistic question for you.
Sure.
Maybe you can only answer the optimistic one. But anything about the profession that scares you a little bit about the future, but also more importantly, what excites you about the future of chiropractic?
You know what? To be honest, nothing really scares me about the future with chiropractic. I think chiropractic is still so young, and with the generation of chiropractors about to graduate and the chiropractors who are out in the field right now, I think we have everything in the world to really progress this profession and make it what it is. And our job is to do that and educate the public so that they're aware of that as well.
Right, right. Awesome. So do you think you're going to have any time for fun when you get out? You know, they say that kind of like you start your own business.
Work hard, play hard.
Yeah. You can work any 24 hours you want to. So what do you think?
You know, I'm all about the grind. And Dr. Sarah Losby, she runs the world's largest chiropractic office run by a woman. And she gave a talk called Seasons of Hard Work. And, you know, it's pretty much holding yourself accountable and leaving no stone left unturned. So for me, it's work hard, play hard. You know, don't stop until the job is done, and then always make time for family, for friends.
Right.
And so it's a balancing act, but go all in on it.
So all in, yeah, awesome. So are you still a football fan? Or
I am.
College or a pro? Or
I like college a lot.
Yeah. So you got a favorite conference, like SEC or Big Ten?
I'm a Penn State fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, always have been.
Well, Penn State's picked to be pretty high in the rankings this year, but probably
they usually are. But we'll see how the season turns out.
Anyway, fantastic. How about lacrosse? I didn't know that much about lacrosse, but are they technology-driven? Yeah. What makes it so great?
It's it's the fastest game on 2 feet. There's contact. There's skill. I think a lacrosse athlete is so different from everyone else because you have to be fast and you have to be agile. And it's just the game is so strategic, and you can really do anything with it.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, what about those sticks? They got to hurt when you get hit with them.
Man. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So I can imagine it must be great. You should be quickly picked up by a team as a consulting chiropractor.
Hey, if they would have me,
that'd be fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Wow, fantastic. Well, we're at the Florida Chiropractic Association conference. We're holisticmatters.com. And with soon-to-be new chiropractor, Keith Hurley, thanks very much for joining us. And,
Thank you for having me.
And have fun, and let's stay in touch.
I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
This podcast features the song New Day by Lee Rosevere, licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution License. If you liked this podcast, please share with your friends and family. And don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. We'll see you next time on Holistic Matters, where we are talking about how to be the you nature intended.